There is a loophole in Arizona's law regarding protective injunctions for victims of sexual assault, and a bill is attempting to close it, and it had the support of every Republican in the state Senate last week. Senate Bill 1250, introduced by Tucson Democrat Victoria Steele, would change the law around injunctions against harassment, and Senator Steele joins me to talk more about it. So, Senator Steele, let's begin with talking about this loophole. What does it do?
Well, imagine that you've been raped and you work with the person who raped you, or maybe you go to college with the person who raped you, and you have to see that person every day. You cannot get an order of protection if you are not in a romantic relationship with them or you're not dating your rapist. You can also not get an injunction against harassment because that, by its very definition, suggests that you have to be raped more than once before you can do that. So there's this serious gap in the law that really affects a lot of people. It's got a tremendous impact on their lives, and this gap needed to be closed. And apparently a lot of people agreed with me.
So this, for example, would mean that, like, a victim of a sexual assault would, if they worked with the person, have to continue to see them as the trial played out?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Even if you don't make formal police charges, what this bill will do is allow people to get an injunction against harassment for sexual assault. And that will allow you, and you don't have to pay for it either. There's no fee attached to this, where there might be with other types of injunctions.
Yeah. So the bill passed the Senate unanimously, but the original version that you had introduced kind of failed to move out of committee until a Republican, so truly a bipartisan effort here, sounds like, Republican
Yes.
Senator Eddie Farnsworth stepped in. How did he change what was written in the bill?
We were going to change the protection order and make that more amenable to this situation. But he suggested that instead we change the injunction against harassment. So we change the definition of harassment so that someone can file after only one incident.
So there's been some criticism of this, though. The Arizona Republic is reporting that the Arizona Citizens Defense League spoke against it, saying this just sort of adds to the problem that this injunction against harassment law that we have is too broad to begin with. What's your response to that?
I really don't understand their criticism at all.
So I know, Senator Steele, that you worked in this world. You worked with victims of sexual assault in the past before becoming a lawmaker. Did you ever encounter anyone who ran into this kind of problem?
Yes, I quite a few times. And it was so frustrating. And I like now being in a position where I can do something to fix those problems. Because unless you have been raped or one of your loved ones has been raped, you don't know that this is a problem. And, you know, you're just not aware of it. This isn't something that somebody did to cause the problem. This is just a gap in the law. But it's a serious one that really impacts people in a horrible way.
Give us a sense of from your experience working with victims of sexual assault and survivors of sexual assault, what they're going through in those months and weeks after this happens, like especially if it's somebody who decides to press charges.
Regardless whether they press charges or not, the person who has been raped having to go to school every day and see that person, or maybe think that they're going to run into that person every day. Or maybe it's somebody that you work with. Maybe it's a boss. Maybe it's just a coworker. And you know what that person did to you. Knowing that you cannot get a restraining order, you cannot get an injunction against harassment, is awful. You have no power in that situation. You are re-traumatized every single day. And most people in those circumstances, their only recourse is to quit their jobs, drop out of school. And this is what happens a lot of times. And this doesn't matter whether you filed charges or not. And most people don't file charges because in the end, 97% of those who are accused of rape don't spend a day in prison.
All right. Senator Victoria Steele, Democrat from Tucson, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lauren.
Senator Steele's bill addressing injunctions for victims of sexual assault passed through the Senate last week unanimously and now goes to the House for consideration.